comer Rosita.
¡Ay, caramba! ¡I love Rosita! But the problem was they were very traditional in Mexico in those days. Rosita and I could never be alone together. Her mother always had to be with us. Big woman. And I was dying for Rosita. And she was dying for me. Her mother, fortunately, didn't speak any English, so we could at least communicate without her mother knowing what we were talking about. I remember Rosita saying to me, "Oh, my gringuito, oh, how I long to feel your big arms, your brazos fuertes around my cuerpo. I long to feel your arms around me, your hot breath, your tongue as it dances across my ears and my lips." I said, "Oh, God, stop it. You're driving me nuts, Rosita. You're driving me nuts." He said, "Senor Gringo, I have a plan." I said, "What is it, baby? I'm dying for you. I don't think I can go on with this dating routine. I need some relief." She said, "Well, here's my plan. Tonight, I will get Mama drunk on tequila, and you sneak into the boudoir, and you and I can have a togaga." I said, "Yeah, but you sleep in the same bed with your mother." She said, "That's okay, Gringo. She is a heavy sleeper. Plus, I will give her lots of tequila so she won't wake up." I said, "I don't know. I'm a little nervous. She wakes up when we're in the midst of habba togagare. It might be uncomfortable." She said, "Gringo, come on. Do you want this thing or not?" I said, all right. I'll be there. I'll be there." But sure enough, I waited until about 1 in the morning so that woman could suck down enough tequila. And I tippy-toed. We had to be real quiet. So I just lifted the covers and snuck under those covers. And oh, God, it was sweet. Ah, it was nice. Oh, man. The next day, we're sitting around the breakfast table. And Rosita says, "Why didn't you come?" I said, "I did come. I snuck in there about whatever time it was. I said, yeah, I came knocking." She said, "You weren't there. I never felt..." And I noticed her mother was just sitting there smiling.
Let's rock with the Grease Man, DC 101.
Oh, God, that was so embarrassing. I was completely humiliated.